You're listening to SBS News.
Novak Djokovic was seeking a record 7th Australian Open crown, and on Sunday night he did just that in a straight sets win against Spain's Rafael Nadal. The Serb made a strong start and didn't let his opponent back in the match. It was the most comprehensive win in a final between the pair. After the match, Djokovic, who underlined his status as the world's best player, spoke to the crowd at Rod Laver Arena on the Nine Network. He explained his injury problems, particularly with his troublesome elbow, made this win all the more special.
I had the surgery exactly 12 months ago, and to be standing now here in front of you today and managing to win this title and 3 out of 4 slams, this is truly amazing. I'm speechless.
On Saturday evening, Japan's Naomi Osaka not only won her second major title, but she also became the new world number one. She is the first Asian player to achieve that position after she beat Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. After her win, she spoke on the Nine Network and paid tribute to her rival.
Huge congrats to you, Petra. I've always wanted to play you, and you've been through so much, and honestly, I wouldn't have wanted this to be our first match. Huge congrats to you and your team, and you're really amazing, and I'm really honored to have played you in the final of a Grand Slam.
The Socceroos' campaign to attain their Asian Cup title came shuddering to a halt against host nation the United Arab Emirates in Al Ain. Graham Arnold's side were unable to find the back of the net as the UAE avenged its defeat to Australia at the semi-final stage 4 years ago. A defensive mistake by Milos Deganek handed the UAE the all-important winning goal. Here's how Fox Sports described the moment.
Deganek was clipped there. Playing in, Ali Madkut around Matty Ryan. And the United Arab Emirates have their first ever goal against Australia.
After the match, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold admitted the result was disappointing, but said the tournament as a whole was beneficial for Australia.
At the end of the day, it's, we had a lot of great experiences for the players and even for the staff, and all 5 games I felt that we got better and better as the tournament went, and we dictated every game, but football can be cruel at times.
The UAE plays Qatar in the semi-finals on Wednesday, and before then Iran meets Japan on Tuesday. There was much better news for Australia's cricketers, thrashing Sri Lanka by an innings and 40 runs in Brisbane. The tourists had no answer to the home side's pace attack as the match was wrapped up inside 3 days on Saturday afternoon. Pat Cummins secured career best match figures of 10 wickets for 62 runs, and with it, the man of the match honours. Afterwards, he told Fox Sports viewers it wasn't all just down to his bowling.
I think the pitch helped a lot. I'd say big thanks to the curators. I thought they did a tremendous job. That's a beautiful test wicket, so I really enjoyed bowling on it. But I think just the discipline our unit showed, we built up a lot of pressure, and I thought that was probably the best we've bowled this whole summer, and I think that contributed to a lot of the wickets.
Meanwhile, in the women's game, the Brisbane Heat celebrated their first women's Big Bash title after chasing down the highest ever target in a final. The Sydney Sixers set Brisbane 132 for victory, and thanks to Beth Mooney's innings of 65 and her 84-run partnership with Kirby Short, Brisbane secured a 3-wicket win. After the match, Mooney spoke about her pride in her team's performance.
All those players who, that whilst they're not world-class players who are going to get you 100 or 50 or take 5 for and not go for many, they're doing enough to win us games of cricket. And at the end of the day, T20 is just about the little things and having everyone contribute. And we've been the team that's done that the most consistently this season.
In overseas football news, West Ham has been upset in the FA Cup fourth round by League One's bottom side, Wimbledon. Fellow Premier League side Everton were also knocked out by Millwall. Manchester City avoided any embarrassment by thrashing Burnley 5-0, and there were also wins for Watford and Swansea. And closer to home in basketball, the Perth Wildcats hit the top of the National Basketball League ladder with a 20-point victory over the Sydney Kings. And finally to the women's NBL, where the Adelaide Lightning have upset the Melbourne Boomers in Game 1 of their semi-final series. Scores were level at half-time, before the visitors ran away with it in the third quarter. It was the Lightning's first win over Melbourne this season. Game 2 is in Adelaide on Friday. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.